God has done. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you. That's the message. Christ in you. You can take your seats. You've been standing for a while, but stay right here. The message is Christ in you. That's a message. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you. God's talking here and he's saying the mystery. This is the mystery. Christ in you. Christ in you. Angels of God saying, we want to see Christ in you. John 15 talks to us about the revelation of relationship that God wants to have with us. A relationship. Say relationship. God wants to have with me. What's the mystery? Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you is the mystery. We see in John 15, it begins with verse 1 and goes on to verse 2, and it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. You can't bear any fruit except you abide in me. But if you do, you'll bear much fruit. And the fruit of who God is, the revelation of who God is, Christ in me. What is this great mystery of life? Christ in me. God never said he'd explain why everything takes place. You know, sometimes pain comes without an invitation. But peace is found by revelation. And it's the peace of God that surpasses everything that tries to cloud your mind and discourage you. I mean, face it, whatever you go through, if you can maintain your peace, you're okay. Christ in you, that's the hope of glory. The word of the Lord today is Christ in you. Look and see. Can't you see the glory of God? Can't you see the favor of God? Can't you see the mystery of God? Can't you see the peace of God? Can't you hear the sound of his voice? Can't you see? Can't you know? Can't you hear? Lo, I'm with you always. He says, I'll never leave you, forsake you. This is the present God. This is the God of power. This is the God of now. What are you doing now? God, what are you doing now? I'm revealing Christ in you. I'm revealing the mystery of my kingdom. The word says God will make you a kingdom and priests to God. You can say hallelujah. God said, I make you. I make you. You know, one of the greatest enemies that I see in the world is time. And not time in itself, but the deferment of time. Because if we're going to have a relationship, and the scriptures tell us that Christ came, not because we were bad, not because we were in trouble, but Christ came to bear witness to the fullness of God. And how did he do that? He did it in a body that God made after his image and after his likeness. He did it in a body just like yours and mine. And the word says, in Christ, in this human body, go ahead and say human body, and this is why we need to do this. We need to destroy the idolatry of humanism. we claim, we lay a hold as Christians and born-again believers that Christ dwells in me, and we can see how we are, and I believe we know who we are in him. But again, do you know who he is in you? I know who I am in him, but do you know who he is in you? And with this feigned humility, we end up training ourselves religiously, dogmatically, to resist. You know, God was never teaching us resistance. In the garden, he wasn't teaching Adam and Eve resistance. He was teaching them temperance and power, control and authority. There wasn't anything that God was withholding from them. God says all the fruit of all the knowledge, of all the power, of everything that's good is all around you. But we make time an image. We make time a perfecter. Religion endeavors to make time the perfecter of a relationship with God. You know what's really important regarding a relationship with God or with anyone? Is you have to know what that relationship is. You have to know what the relationship is. I know the relationship of that woman sitting right there, Donna Zamora. Her relationship with me is she is my wife. And you have to understand what that means. She's not a thing. She is a purpose. She has a presence. She is a power. She is a praise. She is an honor. She is a glory God made to himself. God wants to enjoy you. God wants to enjoy you, and we are an experience to God because he made us that way. Not just he to us, but us to him. Now, when Noah came out of the ark, the word says God smelled the aroma of his offering, and it moved God. So much God says, thank you, Noah, by the way. Thank you for that offering. Because God looked at his smell. The word says he smelled. God can smell your offering. He can smell your praise. And God looked at it and said, okay, I'm never going to do this again. And he did it because he saw the offering of Noah. God wants to experience you, and he can. He created you to be that way. Or he wouldn't tell us that we could please him. He wouldn't be angry. He wouldn't be pleased. We couldn't find favor in his presence. But again, religion spares no expense at hiring very indoctrinated tailors to try and seam that fabric of that veil back together, creating a separation between God and man. And for a great, great deal of it, many have fallen prey to that idea. Oh, don't say this. Or don't compare yourself with God. God said, I am comparing myself with you, not because you've done anything, but because I am so God and so great and so complete and so absolute and so full, I'm going to make you alive in me. But we think that it's humility to try and build that, sew that veil together again. And what you do is you become arrogant and proud, thinking you can exist in any purpose with a little piece of God. There is no piece of God. He is fullness at all times and always in every place. He is God, and he is the only God. There is no other power. That's why he's called Almighty God. That's who he is. All, meaning all, mighty God. Religion teaches you that there's a devil around every corner. Religion teaches you that you're just never going to make the mark, or religion teaches you there is a process of time. If that's true, then instead of being saved, we're becoming saved. Instead of being free, we're becoming free. Instead of being born again, we're becoming born again. And the word never says that. It says, now you are clean through the word I've spoken to you. Be right here, right now. He said, you're filled with my word. You're filled with my spirit. You're filled with my power. I have made you a kingdom and priests to me. You don't need any devil to slow you down. Time slows you down. Through time, we're going to get there. Oh, so it's of works, so you can boast that you're getting there. Or did he put you there in power? Paul warned us, he said, listen, I don't claim to have apprehended it. I'm not saying I get it all, so hear me. I'm not here to explain it all, but I know God is with you in it all. Can't always explain why pain comes without an invitation sometimes. But I do have to declare that God is with me in all things, at all times and always. And if I'm going to suffer, I'm going to suffer for Christ. And I'm not going to throw it over to some evil causing my suffering. He said, suffer with me. So if I suffer for a second, I suffer with him. We are here to give God the honor and the glory and the praise due his name. So the mystery of Christ is revealed, so we're not double-minded. Paul, again, I don't claim to have apprehended everything, but there's one thing I have done. I forgot where I came from and remembered where I really came from. Where I came from wasn't what you did. That's not where you came from. Where you came from is what he did. That's where you came from. Who he is who he's made you to be. God made Jesus Christ our access into the kingdom of heaven. And then God made us, through Christ, God's access into the earth. He called us his body. And he said, through this body, I'm going to be manifest, and all the host of heaven is going to look at you, and they're going to call you blessed. Mary got it right. She said, I am blessed of the Lord, and everyone that hears my name is going to call me blessed. Oh, shame, shame. No. Go, Mary. You got it. It's no longer you. It's Christ. It's the Word of God that abides in you. How arrogant has religion made the church? And double-minded. Christ in me. But in a few days, he'll be more in me. I mean, I can't. Tomorrow never comes. And tomorrow, the church will never become. Until today becomes the tomorrow. Today. Today is my tomorrow. Well, Jesus is coming, and when he does, it's all going to be better. He came. He came yesterday. He came the day before. He came today, and he'll come today, tomorrow. I believe he said, lo, I'm with you always. Time should not be the dictator, or you're led by the dictatorship of time, and you take the fullness of God and you put it into the hands of time, saying, when that happens, I'll be who he says I am. His word is the time. That's why Jesus said, I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. I am the first. I am the last. I am the beginning. I am the end. I'm with you always. Instead, in reality, I am reality. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And Christ is so God that God said, I will use you, through you, I'll make them my door into the earth, well, I'll be glorified by faith. Because only by faith can I be made known. God will never become more than he is. He's all there is. It is the finished work. Work, 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 work. Finished work of the cross. Not just it is finished and we're going to get there. It is the finished work. Help me spell that. W-O-R-K. Finished work. Stop working. Stop waiting. Start believing. He's with me always. We went to Dallas, we shot some TV, had a great time at TBN, sitting with Matt. I said, I am not pre-trib, post-trib, in the middle trib, after trib. I'm not any of those categories. I am an Emmanuelist. God is with me. He said, I'm going to copyright that. He said, I know it's your idea, but I'm copywriting that. Say, I am an Emmanuelist. Christ has come. And however he appears from this point on, he's going to be new and incredible every day. I have no call to dictate what, when, where, or how. And he told us that. He said, go and do what I've called you to do. Set your heart on me. Know I'm with you all the time. I'm God with you. I'm sending you my spirit. He will dwell and abide in you. And you know what? God's going to keep you from any and all kinds of tribulation or trying times or whatever the world tries to throw at you. God is your shield. He is your fortress. He is your buckler. He is your guard. He is the everlasting one. He is the light. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the everlasting Father. He is he that is with you. Left, right, up, down. He is God behind you, God with you, God before you. He said there isn't a point of time that you can point at and say he wasn't there as full as he is right here. He is God in all authority, in all power, as a witness through us all the time. Religion is the only enemy of the church. There is no enemy. Be watchful, for the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The church swallowed that up and vomited it out all over the place in such a wrong characteristic of what God was saying. Be sober, be wise, be aware, be vigilant. There are billions of people all over the planet sinning every day, evil happening every day. Only God is omnipresent. The devil is not. He could not possibly be doing everything that is being done that is evil, because he can't be every place at once. Well, it's his demons. Tell me one place in the Bible where the word says the demons go about. You can be filled with as many demons as you want. Just walk in disobedience and surrender and believe in the devil, and you can be, but you can become as big a devil as a devil will ever be. Because what is a devil? He that resisted God, the liar, a deceiver, one that rejected the nature of God and made himself God, or tried to. What is religion? It's a devil. Be careful. Roaring lion walks around seeking whom it may devour. Watch it. Watch the characteristics of the devil. It's exactly what Jesus was talking about. Watch the nature, the characteristics of the devil. Be aware. It's all around you. Don't surrender to it. Surrender to God. Be sober. Be vigilant. Resist. And it will flee from you. Or he will flee from you. Or they will flee from you. How? Submit yourself, therefore, unto God. Here's a mystery, Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's where the power, that's where the change is, that's where the revelation, that's where the truth is, that's where the victory is, that's where the peace is, that's where the joy is, that's where the wisdom is, when you have peace. God says, I'll keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on me. Here's the key. Don't trust in time. Don't trust in a process. What is a process? What does that even mean? Well, I'm getting better every day. Well, shame on you. You should accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He's better every day. He's the best right now. He doesn't get any better. He is the best. And he doesn't abide in you in a little piece. Here's a little piece of God. Here's another. Tomorrow you'll have a bigger piece of God. And the next day, maybe a bigger piece. God is not divided. He is one. And we should worship him as one. How can you have a relationship when you don't know who you're in relationship with? I'm in relationship with Almighty God. Are you? Are you hearing me? I'm in relationship with Almighty God. Say, I hear you. And God is whole. Say, God is complete. God is absolute. Is God divided? That's in the Bible. Is God divided? What's the answer? Absolutely not. I'm of Paul. I'm of Paulus. I'm of Peter. No, I'm of God. I'm of Jesus Christ, born of God. Only Christ died for me. I can't have a little piece of Jesus today and a little bigger piece tomorrow. He's not a pie to be cut up. He's not an apple to be divided. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And the church needs to know we have to accept him for who he is so we can be in relationship with him. If I thought my wife was the plumber, I wouldn't treat her like my wife. Now, I've needed a plumber, and I'm thankful when they come. If I thought my wife was the gardener, I wouldn't treat her like my wife. I might hand her a hose. I'd be helpful, but it wouldn't be the right relationship. You have to know who he is. That's why he said, seek me and you'll find me. Call on me and I'll answer you. And worship drives us there. Because when you worship, you ever notice when we worship, why do we do that? I mean, do we go blind when we worship? We just shut our eyes. Worship to God just closes us off to everything that isn't God. And it empowers, it surrounds us in the glorious nature, the virtue, the attributes of the fullness of his wisdom, his character, his nature. See, it's not just I received Christ because I was bad. Bad has nothing to do with it. For God so loved. And the character of the Word of God in all things that we do, love should be at the center. It holds everything together. The only thing between God and man, between me and God, is love. And it should hold, it holds everything together. And whatever you do, no matter how right you think you are and wrong you think someone else is, if you initiate any response without love leading and being the binder, then you're not telling the truth. And that's not the kingdom of God. God calls us. What does he call us to do? He wants an experience with you. And you are a unique experience to God unlike any other. Now here's where we lose it. I know. It is no longer I that lives. You either believe it, Paul. He said a two-souled soul is individual or is unstable in all their ways. A two-minded, a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. Just like the church is today in so many ways. So unstable. Let that person realize he's not going to receive what God has for him because he's double-minded. Christ is single-minded. I have my mind set on God, who he is, that he is. God with me, presence of the Lord, Spirit of God, the glory of his wisdom, the glory of his love. I stand and step into all kinds of scenarios constantly. Where I need to know what God knows. And I believe there's only one reason I do. Because I know I will. Just because I know I will. Because I know he's God with me. The relationship between me and the Father is he's almighty. He's holy. He's absolute. He's complete. And he dwells in me. Say that. Stand to your feet and say that. Come on. We're going to prophesy. God, you are absolute, perfect in all your ways, holy, righteous, true, and you dwell in me. Dwell in me. I know you through me because of you. I know you through me because of you. Jesus, you're everything. You're right here. I've nothing to wait for. Nothing to fear. No, nothing to fear. I've nothing to fear. I've nothing to fear. I've nothing to fear. Fear not. The Lord your God is with you. Take your seat. The Word tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. Trust. Don't trust time. Let's get rid of that today. Just do this. I just threw it in the trash. Come on. Just do that. Faith without works is dead, being alone. You're going to work a little bit. Work your faith. Say, it's gone. There's no time. God is all time. Jesus is every moment. and all fullness in me at all time. He's here today. He'll be here today, tomorrow. Say, he'll be here today, tomorrow. There's nothing to wait for. See, the centurion came and said to Jesus, there's nothing to wait for. He said, right here, right now. I mean, there's nothing to wait for. I know who I am. I know I'm unworthy, and I know all that, and I know my friend's sick, but all those are really non-factors because you're here, and you're here now. So here, now, no time. Say, there's no time. There's no distance between me and God. Come on, you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit is what you need. That's what you need. You need a good dose of baptized in the Holy Spirit, where you know, I am filled with the Spirit. I am filled with His Word. I am filled with His power. I am filled with truth. I am filled with wisdom. I am filled with the righteousness of God. You know what? It isn't about me. It's about who He is. First commandment, love the Lord your God. Why? God wants to experience you. Because He made you so specifically unique. He can make you number one because you're the only one. How can you not be number one when you're the only one? How can you not be number one when you're the only one? And God is so God, so very omnipresent. Oh, so tangible, so see me here, see me now. I'm with you right here. I'm with you right now. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Taste me. Taste and see. How can you not be number one when you're the only one like you doing what you do? God has begun a one-of-a-kind thing. Of course you be number one. In His presence is understanding. I shared a dream that I had with you where I was picked up by the Spirit of the Lord, sat down, talked to Jesus. He talked to me, showed me things, opened my eyes, and when I woke up, realized He never spoke a word. And I remember Him saying, I won't talk much to you. I remembered that. Afterwards, I remember, I'm not going to speak to you. Not like you hear me talking to you now. He said, I'm going to reveal through you by the Holy Spirit. And I woke up and I knew everything about the dream that took place. And even things I couldn't remember. We spoke for a while and I couldn't remember anything we talked about. But I remember the events and the moments. And what He allowed me to remember was me saying to Him, knowing this is God. This is God. It's when I said, I'll do everything and anything you want me to do. I'll preach anything you want me to preach. But I need your strength in me. And then He walks me to a door, opens it, and you know what He says? Enjoy my presence. Like children in the streets. Just bathe in my presence. There's no work here. I'm with you. You can know anything you need to know when you tear down your idols of selfness, man-made idols, and you worship God. You take the dividing wall out of the way. Jesus did it, but you just believe into it. The veil is rent. I have access. And I can come boldly before the throne of grace. And I can obtain mercy there boldly. Did you hear that word? Come boldly. I know that doesn't allow religious leaders to dominate you very well or control you with fear. I know it causes us to have to repent because the kingdom of God is at hand, because we lose our excuses. And I know in the natural mind you think that's difficult. But when you think doing what God said is hard, you're believing it all wrong. That's why Jesus said, come to me. When you're tired of working and wrestling and trying to make it right, come to me, all you that are laboring and are heavy laden and burdened. He said, when you come to me, I'm going to give you rest. That's exactly what I experienced, rest. I woke up with the most phenomenal understanding. I still don't have words to put to what I experienced. But I know the experience and what it feels like. God has made you an experience to Himself. He created you to be in the unity of the glory of His love, of His salvation. Do you realize Christ was revealed in you in ways, not just in the air, in you in ways heaven had never seen before? God is so God. He is not limited. He isn't teaching us restraint. He's teaching us power. Now, God is revealed every day. It'll feel like something new. Every day, you may feel better. But you're going to feel that way the day before. He's so new. Today, I feel like I couldn't be closer to God. Tomorrow, I'm going to wake up, and my mind's going to be blown, and I'm going to feel like I could never be. But I was that close yesterday. But every single day, He appears. Every single day, you see Him in a new way. If you will open your eyes and see the Lord in His glory, see the Lord in His wisdom, see the Lord in His peace, see the Lord in His presence, see the Lord in His honor, see the Lord in His favor. And then realize Christ in me is this mystery God is revealing. Jesus is the access to the kingdom of God. And then Christ made us, through Christ, His access, His door into the earth. How incredible is that? Why? Relationship, unity, oneness, because that's who God is. God is unity. God is oneness. God is love. He is present with you. Your problem's going to melt and turn into nothingness except praise. Whatever that struggle is, God will say, let me show you something. Watch this. Watch your hardship bleed water and quench your thirst. Just worship me. Where is God? He's in the rock. He's in the bush. He's in the sea. He's in the wind. He's in the torrentness of a tornado, a hurricane, an earthquake, as the prophet experienced. And yet, God was really in that still voice that said, let's go do what I've anointed you to do. That's what God's saying to you. Let's just go do what I've anointed you to do. If you allow your events, your pains, your suffering, your difficulties to teach you who God is, you'll never know who He is. If you allow that to dictate the level of faith that you have, you'll never know how much faith you have. But when you experience something and you are reliant on the faith of God and not on a specific outcome, but just Christ in me is the hope of glory, that's when that rock will bleed water. That's when that mountain, that molten hill that just seems overwhelming, overcoming to climb, melts down just like the walls of Jericho, fall flat, and God says, go on in and see the victory and the salvation of your God. See the glory of the Lord. See the blessing of God. You're so blessed if you only knew how close He is with me. I want you to open your mouth and say, God, you're so close. To try and reach out and touch you is extending too far. Christ in me. Time in me. All time. You can't be better tomorrow because today God is with you in all that He is. But tomorrow, you're going to feel the same way. You know how we say around here all the time, this is the greatest season of our lives. That's temperance to the obedience of God. It is my faith. It is our belief. It is our stance. It is our foundation, because we're not looking at the evidence of an issue. We're looking at the undeniable grace, glory, and power of God that is present right here, right now. I can't look for God to be more of who He is anywhere but right here, because He is right here. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. Present right now, God. You have your victory. You have your blessing. It's going to appear in a lot of different ways. But when you realize I am an experience to God, when I don't see anything, and I'm standing there with my hands raised, maybe my knees are shaking, my hands are quivering, maybe my mind is saying, what are you going to do? But my faith is shouting louder than any of them. Christ within me, my hope of glory. Greater is he that is with me than anything that is in the world. If God be for me, who can be against me? The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Great is the Lord and great is God to be praised. Paul warned us and he said, don't be double-minded. Vanquish time as a thermometer in your life as to how hot God's presence is with you. Put away the tent measure and say, God, you're this close. That's why we wear these all the time. Showing right here, it's God is on me. He's around me. He's in me. I don't have to go far. This, the kingdom of God, the Greek is within our grasp. It would be a shame to go home someday and go, oh man, why didn't I take advantage of that time? Everything is great and glorious. And why didn't I just, oh, if I could have just, you know how you ever wished you did something different? Don't wish that. Do it now. Live by faith. Die by faith. But whatever it is you do, do it by faith. God, you're ever present. I'm blessed of the Lord. No evil can come nigh me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I don't want. I'm not going to want down the road. I don't want for any good thing. That's his word. God has placed something around you that is the evidence of his power with you. Right here, right now. Hunger for the word of the Lord. God, speak your word to me. Tell me things that blow my mind. Tell me things that are so difficult in the flesh so I won't live in the flesh. Tell me something that is so outside of my ability to do, and then tell me to do it so I won't live in the flesh, so I won't think with a natural mind, so I'll think after what I've been created to be. So I'll think like you, God. So I'll walk in the fullness of the faith you have created me in. God spoke, God said, and that God breathed his experience into you and said, now exhale your experience back to me. That's what worship is. That's what praise is. God wants the experience of you through Christ. And that's who you are. We're an experience that can't be denied. That will move heaven. Heaven will fall down all around you. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variation, neither shadow of turning. Seek first the kingdom of God. What is that? God, let your mind be in me. You think God's ever thinking, man, tomorrow is going to be a little bit better, you know? Heaven's going to be just a little bit better tomorrow. Jesus, you and I, we're going to be a little bit closer. Come on. Know who you're in relationship with so you can have a relationship with him. God, you're holy. You're perfect. You're complete. You're here. You're now in all authority and all power. My experiences with you, your presentation, your appearance to me is going to come in endless ways. It'll never end. But today, oh God, this is the day the word teaches us. Jesus said, don't think about tomorrow. Stop right there. Don't do it. Don't think about tomorrow. When the Lord spoke to me, what he said is, enjoy this moment. In such a tender and powerful, I don't know what the word would be. In such a God way. I felt such power, such passion, such authority, and just chill. Rest in my presence. It's all right here. It's all right here. And we're going to do it together. It's all right here. This is all about relationship. I and you and me, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. Why would God make you the branch? Why would Jesus say, the Father loves the experience of you bearing much fruit if we weren't an experience to God. So instead of being discouraged when you don't see what you're asking for happening, say, God, I'm a pleasing experience to you because I'm living by the thing that pleases you, faith in who you are. Watch your mind change. Watch peace come. See the presence of the Lord surround you and watch everything, Romans 8:28, begin to activate in your life. Everything just starts coming around, swirling around, coming together. It can be bad. It can be a bad thing, really bad. It'll still swirl around and God will make it into something beautiful. He said, go down to the potter's house, Jeremiah. Watch him work a work on the wheel. I want to show you what I'm doing with you. It doesn't matter if it breaks, falls apart, turns into something else. I am working the work. I am working the work. I'm doing this with you. It's all going to turn out. What I need you to do, I need you to stay in relationship with me. I need you to know that I'm God with you in all authority, all of power, all the time, right here, right now. There is no yesterday. There is no today. There is no tomorrow. There's just me. And I'm all that all the time. That's why when you're born again, tomorrow just disappears. It doesn't matter. Yesterday, who cared? That's no longer I, but Christ that lives in me. That mind, let this mind be in you. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be born again. Be an Emmanuelist. God with me. God with me. It doesn't matter what day unfolds. We have to stop being afraid of the coming future. You're it. What does the future look like? You! You! Looks like Christ in you. That's what it looks like. It's always looked like that. It's always looked like God in his people. That's what the future looks like. God in me. Future looks just like me. Say it. Stand to your feet. Say the future looks like Christ in me. That's the hope of glory. He said, look to me. Rejoice. Say this is the day God has made. I am rejoicing. I am glad in it. Events are unfolding that are here like the pages of a book. It's all there. Just turn a page and see something. But it's been there all along. Find it. Seek and you will find. Knock. It'll be open. It's right there. You're at the door. Ask. It's there. Fear not, for God is with you. He says, I am the Lord ever present with you. I walk with you. I am before you. I am behind you. I am to the side. I am beneath. I am above. I am the Lord ever present. In all power, all righteousness, all wisdom, all authority. When Adam and Eve worshiped God, they forgot about who they are. They weren't looking to see if they were naked or clothed. They didn't know. They never looked to themselves because they walked in the glorious fervor, the presence of the Lord. The firmament of God was just all over the place. And he said, as long as you trust me, no matter what looks good or bad, just do what I say. I'll give you every good thing. God has given you all things. Not giving, has given. You're not getting saved, you're saved. And if you're not, be saved. Repent and declare that He is the Christ who came, set you free, died and raised for you. He did it. He has done. Say, He has done. I'm done and ever doing. I'm finished and ever walking in the fullness of the finished work. No more work. Power. Authority. God said, Adam, Eve, I'm not teaching you restraint or restriction. I'm teaching you power. Stay in my glory. Stay in my presence. You never feel naked. The moment you know and believe you've disobeyed me is the first time you know. You doubted me. And when you doubt me, you feel naked. The news will make you naked if it's not the Word of God. The news will make you ashamed if it's not the Word of God. If it's not the truth. I didn't say what people are propagating or what they're commissioned to sell. But I'm talking about the truth. Jesus said it like this: I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Abide in me and I in you. I think we've come to know who we are in Him, but do you know who He is in you? Emmanuel, or Emmanuel, Hebrew. Hebrew both ways, but Emmanuel. 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 God with us. So holy, so perfect in all your ways, so beyond dispute and argument. Let's go on to maturity. Come on. Let's get over us and get on with Him. Christ in me. In fullness and power, let your mind begin to track that way. Let that be your registered name. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God with us. God. Do you hear what we're talking about? Now, you can't be in a relationship with God if you think that your born-again life is partial and you're getting a little bit more every day. Then every day, you'll never get any better than you were the day before. And you'll keep waiting for the next day to make you better than the year before. And the year before that, tomorrow never comes. And with that mindset, the church will never become. But the Jesus word, take no thought for tomorrow, but say today, this is the day God has made. And in you I rejoice and I'm exceedingly glad in it. I rejoice in the Lord always. See it like there is no other way to believe it. See it. The prophet said, God, open the man's eyes so we can see. There are more with us. There are more with you. There are more with you. Why do you think it's so difficult? Why do you think it's so unusual? Why do you hear it, but yet you tremble at the same time? Hear the word. Be firm. Be courageous in the word. How could you be anything less than successful? God will keep you. He will guide you. He will cover you. He will watch over you. You can't help but becoming number one. You're the only one. See, it's easy to believe. If we would worship Him for who He is. They knew Him. They knew Him. They knew Him. They heard about Him. They heard the Messiah was coming. They knew Him. But they didn't acknowledge Him as God. Even though they said, you're the Christ, you're the foretold one, yet build a kingdom here. And He said, oh, no, too big for that. Kingdom is too big for a here. It's here. Everywhere. The kingdom of God is in you. But if we could see it as it is, you would see faith easier than you believe. You wouldn't see faith as I'm living by faith. You would see faith as I'm living by faith. It's so easy. It's so easy to believe that God is doing a new thing and He's making us number one, and the influence of all nations will have their eyes on us because He's made you a kingdom and a priest. Oh, how could I help but worship the Lord? How could I help but praise the God? His strength drives me to my knees. His Spirit through me drives worship and praise. The Holy Spirit says things through me that I don't even understand. And as soon as it comes through me, God gives my heart the understanding of His kingdom. Where could I possibly go from the presence of the Lord? And where would I flee and be away from His presence and His Spirit? I could take the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost part of the earth, and He would be there. I could make my bed in Sheol, in hell, in Hades, there. You are God with me. This is a revelation. I'll take hold of the cords of the ends of the earth, and I will pull upon the heavens of our God. And I will release from the earth those things that God has in store in His faith in me. And from the four heavens of God, I will pull out all the influence that dwells in the earth. And they will be touched by my faith in the Word of God. For I have made your Word my foundation, my shield, my abiding place. And I understand it today like never before. This is the new thing. Blessed is the name of the Lord forever and evermore. Holy is my God and is Christ. There is none like you. There is none beyond you. There is none before you. How could time get in the way when nothing is before you? How could anyone get in my way when there is nothing before you? Nothing can get between you and your God. He is first. They'd have to come through Him to get to you. Not happening. He is your shield, your sure guard. He is the everlasting one who doesn't change, but every day He comes, He appears, He's present. Because He's the fullness of all things, exceeding our mind, our prayers, our imagination. If God just answered you according to your fondest prayer, you'd never know Him for who He is. So He exceeds our ability to conceive in our minds what we need or want. And He says, I'll speak through you and I'll reveal through you who I am. But He's so God, it's not just for you. It's through you, and even the heavens of God and the nations of the earth will look at you and call you blessed of God. Jesus. The Lord plucked you out. Said, choose where you want to walk. So you walk in the valley for a while. And you stopped and you saw the sun coming over the mountain. And you said, I'll go there. And when you looked, you saw a fire. And you said, I'll go there. And when you went there, you heard the word of the Lord. And you said, I'll stay here. And God says, lo, I'm with you, right here, right now. Who can receive that word today? Jesus. Who will ascend to the hill of the Lord? They who have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not defiled themselves, not made themselves God, but have surrendered themselves to Jesus Christ. It is finished. And the kingdom of God, it's just begun. Jesus, we praise you. You know what today is? It's the greatest season of your lives. If you believe it, give the Lord praise. Give God a shout of praise. Holy God, we praise you, we glorify you, we worship you. You can take your seat.